Hello, welcome to Newsbox, third of October. Mark 2.
Michelle thinks she's got a red nose.
Amanda's knocked on the door when we were doing Newsbox and we accidentally recorded his conversation. Luckily, you're boring. Luckily for him. So, the news is, some man's gone done some shooting up in another high school. Oh, I can hear someone lurking outside the doors if they're going to knock. There they go. It's bad. Bad shootings in American high schools. It stopped being Marilyn Manson fans and young teenage disgruntled boys, and it started being old perverts, which is worse, I think.
Crazy Chinese man's been trying to kill Cherie and the children.
Was he? Or was he just trying to do some stir-fried vegetables?
I don't know. He was just running up and down dining street with a carving knife, so who knows?
He's probably trying to chop some stuff really quickly. The Playboy clubs are coming back. At the height of their popularity in the sort of 60s and 70s, they had 22 clubs and they employed 25,000 bunnies.
That's a lot of bunnies.
Feedback. Yeah, it is a lot of bunnies.
Can we get jobs?
I don't know, we're not bunnies, are we?
Oh, rabbits?
Yeah.
No, bunnies. Like, do you reckon we could be these?
Oh, it's not real rabbits. It's just girls with pom-poms on their bums.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think I've got too much cellulite, to be honest.
I don't know, should we go and see if we can get in?
We can give it a try. Footballer Rio Ferdinand called Chris Moyles a faggot on the Radio 1 breakfast show, and everyone's annoyed, well, not everyone's annoyed at all. I don't think anyone's complained, but he's gone, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not homophobic. But nobody believes that.
George Michael says there was a stuck in the car, but I don't have a drug problem.
I don't think he does have a drug problem, but he certainly has a driving problem. He's rubbish at it.
Well, I think it's like a cry for help. This is about three times now. You know, if you're having a smoke, don't suddenly drive around going, look at me, I'm George Michael and I'm having a spliff.
Oops, I've just banged into another of my neighbour's cars.
Yeah, just stay in the house.
Here's a story from Metro. I like this. It's about Daddy Long Legs. It got stuck in a sensor in a pub and the alarms went off and loads of police turned up going, oh, he's a burglar. It was just the Daddy Long Legs stuck in the alarm. But I like the fact they've described it, a hapless Daddy Long Legs. I like the fact he's hapless. He's particularly... They're a hapless species, but this one was a particularly hapless one.
They're quite hapless because they do leave their legs
all over the place. They're not very coordinated. They fumble around.
It's one of my favourite stories from the Sun. I'm going to read the entire story.
Crikey.
Headline is Posh Affair, and this is a story, see if you can understand it. Toff's Bible, Deborah's Will, give posh girls advice on adultery and going topless in a new book.
You read that really badly. On purpose, I think.
John Gaunt, still a cunt.
What's he on about now?
Jim's like mum Carly would have more chance of becoming a brief if she had kept her own briefs on.
Well, the Sun were very bigging up for that girl the other day. Apparently, if you go to a health food shop, they're all rubbish. They won't help you very much. This is true, actually. When you think about it, you go to Holland and Barrett and they're not allowed to say... Because Holland and Barrett, they're really big. There's one in Bicester now. And there's a Marks and Spencer's. Bicester's gone really posh. But they're everywhere now, and they're not allowed to say on the packets what they sell. They obviously, certain things are for certain things, but all the people working there are right mongs, and they can't tell you. So they did a little survey, 13 different treatments were suggested by different places, and only two shop assistants asked if a GP had been consulted when someone went in to get some medicine, and only three specifically asked if the customer felt depressed when they were trying to get some cure for depression. So, if you do want to go for that, it's St John's Wort, but don't take it if you're on the pill because it renders the pill useless. Over to you.
I'll
tell you what, Napier's was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The shop Napier's was good when we went there, they knew.
They knew the stuff. Evening Primrose Oil, good for periods.
Yep. This is
vitamins, goes in general.
It's the science. Well, this is what the people in the shop said.
Yeah.
So you're as qualified as them.
Yeah.
A giant magic marker could help generals keep track of their troops in the field. A German chemical company, Laxess, has developed a product called Rapigen, which is invisible to the naked eye but glows under UV light. It has already been tested by the German military, but it could be sprayed over airports, railways, supply pipelines and nuclear power plants to reveal the tiniest changes, such as evidence of sabotage. Ooh. I'm liking the giant magic marker concept.
John Gaunt, he's had a pop at Noel Edmonds saying, surely Noel's guilty of far worse than the driving, such as Jumpers, Beard and Mr. Blobby.
No, he was, the thing that he's most guilty of is that guy who died and was in the late breakfast show.
Yeah, the murderer.
Yeah, the murderer. That's what he's really doing.
Mr. Blobby's the least of our troubles.
Talking of murders, some fella in Hackney's got stabbed by some youths who were getting stoned and making noise in the hallway of his own flat. Not his own flat, his own building.
Yeah.
They were inside his flat, they were outside his flat, but in the building. I looked it up, I don't know where it is, it's a new development in Hackney. I tried to find it on a map, but RL8 said it's too old.
So it'd be interesting to know exactly where it is.
You could look it up on, you have to go on the BBC website and find out what it's called again. So it begins with F, I think.
Peter Skeldoff and Lily Allen are going to have a cat fight.
Excellent. Well, what they'd be wearing. I imagine Lily Allen would be wearing a ball gown and some trainers. Mm-hmm. Peter Skeldoff will be wearing something from Topshop.
I think you're probably about right there. Little Tommy Sheridan.
Yeah, what's he done?
He's being probed.
But he's loving that, isn't he?
Yeah. Dirty little monkey.
Good news for cheese fans.
Ooh,
National Cheese Week.
Oh, brilliant.
So do go and eat some cheese. You've got a bit of brie there with Lucy's stuck in it. Mm. BBC Two hits a 5-year low. Currently on Saturday, they have the lowest audience share in history. 5.5%. The Culture Show and Top of the Pops 2 are on, so, you know, two reasonably good shows. Mm. It's not like, you know, apparently, oh no, the racing coverage in the afternoon had only 400,000 viewers.
Dear me.
It goes to show. No one wants to watch them racing.
Nobody's interested in it.
A woman's got some wisdom teeth and she's carved fairies out of them. So they're tooth fairies.
Nice. Nice idea, I suppose.
A bit grubby.
Do you like that kind of thing?
If you put those in a can of Coke, they wouldn't last the night.
No. Some house marketing news.
Okay.
Norman Cook has been approached by David Cameron. David Cameron says, Norman, can I use your track, Happiness, from 1995 to promote the Tory party? Norman said, no, please don't. You're my least favourite party. But at least you asked, not like the Labour party who used one of my songs in 94.
I remember that.
Or like Al Gore who used one of my songs as well, without asking. So, looks like David Cameron will go, okay, you said no, so I won't do it.
But, you know, I think Norman Cook's going to think more of him for being polite.
Well, he said at least he asked, but he still had to say, I'm sorry, you're my least favourite party.
Aww.
And see, David Cameron, as he gets older,
though, he'll like them more.
David Cameron boasted that he liked Radiohead and the Smiths and Pulp and Blur. Yeah. But if he really knew about music, he would know the house. You know, Norman was in the House Martins, very left-wing band. It was wrong to want that, the Tory party.
I'm sure that in his day, David Cameron was very left-wing.
Well, he still is.
In the Ukraine, a musical condom has been created that plays louder and faster as lovers reach climax.
Cool.
You can buy it. Special sensors register when they're put on. Then the music starts playing from a speaker at the base of the condom. And it gathers pace as couples turn up the heat. So I don't know if it's the speed. I was thinking, what song would you want? What's
the whole
romantic
thing? Yeah. Oh, come on, Eileen.
All sorts. I don't know, it doesn't say what specifically, what tune. If you had a musical condom, write in and tell us what tune you'd like it to play.
Kate Moss, got a couple of spots on her chin, so that's...
I'm fed up of this. I'm actually fed up of you talking about Kate Moss all the bloody ready time.
Oh, but look, she's so...
No, busy. I'm bored of it. Right, you can work out how to upload both. I'm going. I'm sick of Kate Moss.
Oh, but Michelle, come back.
No, I've got to go. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. So, Michelle's gone there. She's gone to the doctor's. Her doctor, runs his own radio station. So he could tune in and maybe, I don't know if he has his, like, the actual doctor's surgery appointments. I don't know if they're actually live on air. Or we could all have a listen in. Kate Moss has got two spots, so she should probably be hung. Trini and Susanna got a new show where they feel more people up, but this time men and women at the same time. Tell them that they're fat. Tell them to not care about the fact that they're fat. It's a basic gist of it. Jessie Wallace used to eat a family-sized bar of chocolate every day, but now she's stopped doing that because it's probably not very good for her. Dogs, cats, ferrets and hamsters were blessed by Reverend Linda Sharp at a special service in Holy Cross Church in Walton, North Yorkshire. On Sunday, that's nice. Bless the dogs, cats and ferrets and hamsters. See, they missed out guinea pigs. Rude. Charlotte Church's ex-boyfriend Kyle has been facing jail for brawling. He's rude as well. Robin Williams, he's back to being an alcoholic after 20 years off the booze. This is a bit of a shame, but apparently he got very drunk and he was very rude. Yeah, see, that's about it, really. So, not much has happened today. Oh, Chris Moyles, he's still a fat bastard, isn't he? Fat and misogynistic is, I think, the word. Nigel Harmon, who played Mini Den, but not the Mini Den in EastEnders, just Mini Den, who died. He's in a new drama. Apparently it's shit. And somehow not being Den doesn't stand in his favour. Gosh, this is very short, but it's tough, really. We'll do a longer one tomorrow. I don't think we care. Really? I'm going to go back to eating some cheese. Happy Cheese Week. Goodbye.